Prophet Yaqub was a most sensitive and far-sighted person. He was aware of the jealous natures of his sons and how they were always ready to create confusion. His brothers were indeed exceedingly jealous of Prophet Yusuf. They thought that their father loved him more than he did them, and that this was an injustice. So powerful was this jealousy that they decided to eliminate Prophet Yusuf. They imagined that their father would then love them more, and they set about planning to kill him. When they declared, "Why? Yusuf and his brother are dearer to our father than we are, although we constitute a powerful group. Our father is clearly making a mistake. Kill Yusuf or expel him to some land so that your father will look to you alone, and then you can be people who do right." Yet in order to implement their plan, they had to depart and take Prophet Yusuf with them. They would have to convince their father to allow that. They said, "Our father, what is wrong with you that you refuse to trust us with Yusuf when in truth we only wish him well? Why don't you send him out with us tomorrow so he can enjoy himself and play about? All of us will make sure that he is safe." Prophet Yaqub was unwilling because he did not trust his children. He said, "It grieves me to let him go with you. I fear a wolf might come and eat him up while you are heedless, not attending him." His children eventually convinced him and departed, taking Prophet Yusuf with them. Prophet Yusuf was unaware of what was to happen to him. Yet his brothers had already begun implementing their cruel plan. They were just about to kill him when one of the brothers suggested they throw him into a well instead. At that difficult moment, God came to Prophet Yusuf's assistance, and it was God who inspired that idea in his brother. One of them said, "Do not take Yusuf's life, but throw him to the bottom of the well, so that some travelers may discover him, if this is something that you have to do." The well into which they threw Prophet Yusuf was dark and very dangerous. Moreover, it was uncertain whether he would ever leave it. Such circumstances would be most trying for anyone who did not believe. Yet even at this young age, Prophet Yusuf patiently placed his trust in God, and that is one indication of the superior moral values of his. At that most troubled time of his life, a miracle occurred. God told him of the future and clearly revealed that he would confound all the traps set for him. But when in fact they did go out with him and gathered all together and agreed to put him at the bottom of the well, we then revealed to him that, "You will inform them of this deed they perpetrate at a time when they are totally unaware." That evening, his sons returned weeping to Prophet Yaqub. In their hands was something belonging to Prophet Yusuf. This was supposedly his bloody shirt. That night they came back to their father in tears, saying, "Father, we went out to run a race and left Yusuf together with our things. And then a wolf appeared and ate him up, but you are never going to believe us now, not even though we really tell the truth."